Welcome along to another Ian and Joe's Tip Tours, bringing you to special places of inspiration and to share ideas for you to reflect on. Now, what on earth, Joe, do you think you're doing dragging me across two fields? I'm absolutely out of breath now. And why have you brought me here?
Was it only two fields? You're very lucky. Well, you're not quite there yet, Ian, but if you look ahead of you, you'll be able to see something quite extraordinary. And in a few moments, we'll walk over there and I'll tell you more about it. This is the remains of Minster Lovell Hall, very close to the village of Minster Lovell. And this looks like a castle. In fact, it's not a castle, it's a hall, but the foundations go back to the 12th century.
Just to describe it, I mean, as we're walking forward, it's revealing itself out of the woods, and it's just the most impressive ruin.
It is. It's got, on the right of us, we've got the beautiful River Windrush, gorgeous trout stream, and on the left of us, we've got Minster Lovell Church.
Look at the church.
Between the two, we've got the remains of this enormous manor house, which stood for centuries and centuries until a fire, I think it was in the 18th century. But this was owned by a guy called Lord Lovell, and it was in the Lovell family since the 12th century. And Lord Lovell was actually a kind of best buddy of Richard III and fought beside him at the Battle of Bosworth, where Richard III was killed. Now, it's known that Lord Lovell survived, but mysteriously he disappeared completely after the battle. And no one ever found out what actually happened to him, and this was his home. But what happened here, archaeologists in the 18th century, doing some excavations, and we'll see some in a moment, discovered an underground vault. And what they discovered in the underground vault was a skeleton sitting at a desk with all his books and papers around him.
No.
And they believe it was the remains of the original Lord Lovell. Sadly, after the fire in the 18th century, you know, it was never really restored to its former glory, and it stood in this dilapidated state ever since. It's now owned by the National Trust, but it still evokes an amazing atmosphere. And when we walk around in a few moments,
you can see... incredible, and I'll take lots of pictures
extent.
Of this.
Yeah. Now, it's a pleasant spot. There's families picnicking beside the river and amongst the ruins. But yeah, it's a really rather special spot.
So what tip would you like to share with us here?
The tip I'd like to share is one of my favourites, which is that real wealth and freedom comes only from within. And let me explain a little bit about what that means. It's that everyone suffers from something called envy. People sometimes envy millionaires, but the millionaires envy the billionaires. And what nobody seems to realise is that real wealth and real freedom is nothing to do with money or wealth. It's totally from within. And how you feel within is how rich you are as a person.
Wow.
We tend to compare ourselves to others, and we always want what someone else has got, and we always desire a bigger mansion, a bigger yacht. And I guess the family who were here once upon a time had this huge, wonderful manor house. They may have been happy with it. They may have wanted something a little bit larger, like the royalty friends they had. But at the end of the day, it's what's inside you as a person that real wealth and real freedom stems from. It's nothing to do with material wealth at all.
Oh, that's a really, really poignant tip. And thanks very much for that, Joe. And if you've got a tip that you'd like to share with us, or maybe a place of inspiration that you'd like us to go and have a look at, then come along and tell us at tiptours.co.uk.